Now, normally on Andy's show, we have Pinches Medical's Dr. Jones here in the studio to talk about ailments that you've emailed in, texted in, and you want to know about. We've got Andrea from Sandbach, who's been in touch. We've got Lillian in Knutsford. We've also got Tom in Wilmslow. So, Dr. Jones, let's get straight into it then. Tom in Wilmslow wants to talk about lower back pain. So, what is lower back pain and what causes it?
Well, low back pain in particular is something that affects a lot of people. Back pain can affect anywhere from the neck down to the hips, but low back pain is really common. So it's something that we see a lot of in general practice, and it affects a lot of people. We don't actually know what causes most people's low back pain because we have a look at them and we can't find anything specific, and then it gets better on its own. Nobody ever knows what the cause is. There are some theories, like it might be a few fibres of a muscle can tear, then that muscle goes into spasm, causes a lot of pain. Sometimes people have to just can't do anything for a few days. They have to just lie down. And, you know, then sometimes after that, because the muscle is in spasm or it's been torn and it's not functioning properly, it then doesn't protect the structures in the back, and then that can sort of make things worse, and then everything starts to just become a vicious cycle. So for some people, it does go on and on. There are some rare causes of back pain, and then they need to be excluded, and things like cancer, infections, and certain types of arthritis can cause low back pain, and it can come on without people really noticing it for a while. So if it has been going on for more than a couple of weeks, then obviously, you know, you need to be seen by a doctor to check out for those things. And obviously, if you've fallen off a ladder and it's caused by a really serious injury, then obviously you need to not wait a couple of weeks before you see somebody about it. So you need to seek medical attention for that sort of thing too.
Well, I've had some really bad lower back pain. I've been told it's weight, but that's another conversation for another time, Dr. Jones. Tom in Wilmslow also wants to know, do you always need an x-ray when investigating back pain?
No. In general, back pain is not caused by the bones. There are some exceptions, but in general, x-rays don't really show you what the problem is because it's generally in the soft tissues, and soft tissues obviously don't show up really well on x-rays, so x-rays won't make any difference. If somebody does suspect that there's an underlying cause that needs to be treated or looked at or investigated further, then you might be referred to a specialist, and then they can recommend different forms of investigations and maybe some scans.
So what's the outlook, and what do you need to do if you actually feel like you've got a bit of back pain and all that kind of stuff?
Well, it causes a lot of problems in the country because millions of people are affected by persistent back pain, and intermittently it can cause disability in people as well, that they can there's lots of time lost off work due to back pain. So it's a really important problem, but the news is good for most people. For most people, it resolves spontaneously within a few weeks. Most people, it will resolve whatever you do within 3 months. So the outlook is good for most people. Obviously, if there's an underlying cause for that pain in your back, then that might need some treatment. So depending on what the causes are, you know, you might need to be referred. Painkillers are a good idea, and some physiotherapy, they can help in the short term. And the main thing is to keep active, because a lot of people, obviously, you've got a pain. It's a bit of a scary situation. You don't know whether you're doing yourself more harm by doing something. But on the whole, actually, you're not. So if you really can't do anything for the first couple of days and your back's just gone into spasm, then, of course, you know, lie down for a bit and take some painkillers and see if you can get it better with a bit of hot water bottle or something to make you feel relaxed and help those muscles to relax and get out of their spasm. And after that, then lying flat and doing nothing is the worst thing you can do. So keeping active, getting some physiotherapy, sometimes psychological therapies and types of medications can help with back pain that's going on in the longer term. But generally, it should sort itself out fairly quickly for most people.
Keeping active when you got backache is the last thing I want to think about. Dr. Jones, thank you very much for that. You're going to stick around with us. Dr. Jones from Pinches Medical in Macclesfield. Lillian in Knutsford, your questions are on the way after the Coral and Dreaming, which is on the way next on Silk.
Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
The School Run with Jump Heaven Adventure Park. What?
Kygo featuring Rita Ora. It is called Carry On. We got Train on the way for you soon. Also, Ace of Base from the 90s on the way in a few minutes as well. It's 2:30, Tuesday afternoon. It is the Health and Wellbeing Hour with Dr. Jones from Pinch's Medical in Macclesfield. Normally, you're on Andy Clusey's show in the daytimes, aren't you? But because he's away, you are now on my show this week, which is really exciting, actually. You can stay on mine if you like, but that's the fight that I've got to have with Andy Clusey, I think. Right, we are going to move on then. Your questions have been emailed and texted to us. We've chosen three random ones. We've just done lower back pain for Tom in Wilmslow. Lillian in Knutsford, you want to talk about Lyme disease. What is Lyme disease and how can you avoid getting it?
Well, Lyme disease is an infection that's carried on ticks. And so we're seeing a lot more of it now because obviously people are going for walks in the sunshine and it's getting that sort of weather. So, you know, I just thought it would be an important time, really, to warn people about it and make sure they cover up when they're walking in long grass or in the forests. Wearing long trousers and tucking them into your walking socks, that's probably the safest way, because anything that avoids getting ticks, that's a good way of preventing it. So, you know, if you are going walking, you know, try and avoid wearing shorts if you're going out somewhere where you could brush up against some grasses or bushes. And just make sure that your skin is covered. That's the main thing.
Just looking outside, by the way, Doctor, do ticks attack you in in the rain that we've got outside at the moment? Right, moving on. Second question from Lillian in Knutsford about Lyme disease is, how do we know if we've actually got Lyme disease? And do we need it investigating if you think we have it?
Well, it can be quite serious. You don't necessarily notice at the time, and some people might not notice that they've been bitten by a tick, and it might be weeks later before they get any symptoms. But it can cause things like headaches, muscle aches, fevers, pains in the joints, and it, you know, it can cause some really rare complications. So really, it's something to be thinking about. If you've been for a walk and you have been bitten by a tick and you know you have, just to be thinking about, most ticks don't carry Lyme disease. So if you have been bitten by a tick, it's not automatic. You don't necessarily catch anything. So that's important to know. But if you have been bitten and then you start to feel poorly, or if you've been out for a walk and you didn't notice at the time maybe, but you could have been bitten, you were exposed, it is just something to think about. And there is a typical rash that people get, but up to a third of people don't get this typical rash. So, you know, if you do think you're poorly and you're having a rash or there is other things going on, just make sure you get checked over and someone can have a look at you. Well, there are some investigations that we can do. One of them is a blood test. Obviously, if we see a patient who has this typical rash, it's like a red ring, and they move around the body. Sometimes they're not there when you check people, but they describe it or they show you a photo. And it's a very typical sort of rash, and you can actually make the diagnosis based on that rash. But we can do a blood test to check on it. And really, we'd probably want to start treatment just basically there and then to see if we can get on top of it. The treatment would be antibiotics, but it's usually a very much longer course of antibiotics than we're used to. So it is important to get the diagnosis right, because obviously we don't want to expose people to antibiotics more than we need to. But also, you know, if we do need antibiotics, we need to remember that it's a longer period, because this disease, it sort of multiplies in the bloodstream, and sometimes it goes into some sort of dormant stage and then it can come back again. So you need to make sure you catch the whole thing so that you killed it off completely.
They'll shed some light on that thing that called Lyme disease. I've never heard of it before, but there we go. Right, thank you very much, Dr. Jones from Pinch's Medical in Macclesfield. You've got to stay with us because we've got another question from Andrea in Sandbach. Right, we'll do that next after Train and Drive By on Silk. Park on Silk, and it's an absolute superb one. We've also got Ace of Base from the 90s, All That She Wants. Yeah, that one. That is on the way before 3 o'clock as well. We're joined by Dr. Jones from Pinch's Medical in Macclesfield. It is the Health and Wellbeing Hour on my show this afternoon because Andy's away, which is quite nice. Dr. Jones, we've just dealt with. Tom in Wilmslow asked about lower back pain. We had Lillian in Knutsford. We've just dealt with Lyme's disease. And now Andrea in Sandbach, our third and final topic is about impetigo. So what is impetigo?
Impetigo is just a name that we give for an infection in the skin. It usually appears on the face, or it can be your hands or arms or the inside bit of your elbows. And it can happen a little bit more often in people who already have a skin condition like eczema. And they're sort of, they start off as little spots or blisters, and then very quickly they can grow, and then the surface becomes oozy and yellowy, golden brown, crusting. So obviously if this has just suddenly happened to you and you've got this thing on your face, especially teenagers are, you know, quite concerned about this and want to know what's going on and will it scar and, you know, how do I treat it and what's the problem here? Well, often there's a minor scratch on the surface of your skin that you probably didn't even notice doing, or it might just be a bit dry, a bit of a dry patch of skin, or like I say, a bit of eczema, and then bugs get in. And they're the normal bugs that live on our skin all the time, but suddenly, because they've managed to get a hold, then there's this overgrowth of that bug, and it just becomes an infection and starts to cause a problem.
Andrea in Sandbach wants to know, is impetigo infectious, and what is the treatment if you think you've got it?
Oh, yes. Although it's a bug that grows normally on our skin and we all have it all over our skin, the fact that there's so much of it means it is really infectious. So there's a lot of advice being out there, and you can look it up on the NHS websites. But basically, to try and avoid spreading the infection around your own body and to other people, obviously, every time you're going to go to touch it, you need to wash your hands. You need to wash the area and keep it clean around that area. You need to avoid sharing a face cloth with anybody else. And even your own face cloth, you know, once you've used it, get it in the wash. Avoid using the same towels. You know, try and keep everything clean until it's healed up completely. Well, the treatment is antibiotics. They do eventually heal up on their own without any scarring, but really, you know, the ideal is to get on top of them with an antibiotic cream. Now, if there's certain situations, for example, if it's an infant, so a baby under a year old, or if it's someone who's got a problem with their immune system, like they're on chemotherapy, or they're very elderly, they might need treatment with some antibiotics that go into the system. So, you know, if you had a widespread area of impetigo affected, then you might actually end up needing hospital treatment for some IV antibiotics. But, you know, most people, if you've just got the odd spot here and there of impetigo, you can just put some cream on a few times a day for a week, and it'll be fine. It'll all settle itself down. There is a bit of an issue with it because it's so infectious, and that Public Health England have recommended staying away from school or work for 48 hours. So after you've started the antibiotics, you need to make sure that it's all clearing up and crusted and it's not infectious anymore, because obviously you can get outbreaks of this stuff. It can spread like wildfire. And you imagine in a school, if a kid, you know, when they don't really wash their hands very often or they're picking at it, it can spread really quickly around a school. So it is important to keep an eye on things and make sure that any underlying skin conditions, you know, like the eczema that it got in through, make sure you look at all of that and make sure you treat your skin really well and moisturise it and make sure that you protect it from the future.
Thank you very much, Dr. Jones from Pinch's Medical in Macclesfield, for our health and wellbeing hour this hour. Also, thank you to Andrea from Sandbach. We've also got Tom in Wilmslow and Lillian in Knutsford for texting in your questions. If you want to get in touch for the next time we do the health and wellbeing hour, then you can email studio@silk1069.com. You can also text in as well, 60300. Start the message with the word silk. Dr. Jones from Pinch's Medical in Macclesfield, thank you very much for coming in today.
Okay, thanks very much. very much. I've enjoyed it and look forward to seeing you again.
I've got music on the way next from David Guetta, Ate of Base, and a brilliant 80s rewind before three.
Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
The School Run with Jump Heaven Adventure Park. Looking for a kids' party venue? Look no further. You'll have them jumping for joy. Look now at jumpheaven.com.
It's only 4 days.
Get a brilliant used car with no deposit and up to 5 years 0% APR finance in the 4 days Bristol Street Motors used car event.
Okay.
Get in.